Welcome, Hebrews, Negroes, Serfs, Paupers, and Peasants. Comrades, you're listening to The Dred Scott Show, your underground network to financial freedom. Coming to you from Babylon, Sodom and Gomorrah, the corner plantation house we know as Washington, D.C. Here to cure your financial slavery mentality, your host, Neil the Dred Scott.
Welcome, 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 welcome to the show, one and all. Welcome, welcome. It's another day here in paradise, and today we'll be going over in our show. Today, let's get straight away to the topics and let's get right into it. Today, we have three lovely topics for each section, and we'll be talking about any other thing you feel like just throwing out there, blurting it out. Just come on in and, you know, feel free to say whatever you want, say however you want it, but don't let us bleep you. And the first topic we're going to get into today is, of course, we have to start with spending. Just when you thought we were going to get our financial house in order, just less than 1 month ago, as you know, the Congress passed a pay-as-you-go bill. That means that anything the government wants to spend, they have to take that money from somewhere else. But of course, you know, it was too tempting. Right away, the Congress found a way or an issue to get around it, and so now they want to expand unemployment by about $130 billion. Less than 1 month ago. So they have put it into the fiscal stimulus bill. And so we're off to the spending already. You know. So anyway, that's topic one. Topic two. Chelsea King is still missing. Another lovely girl cut down in her prime. Teenager. 17 years old. In San Diego. Went jogging and didn't make it home. Sad thing to say in America, that's the state of our streets. And the police have arrested a sex offender. And, you know, it's the same old story. Convicted sex offender arrested. This time they haven't even waited to find the body. They didn't even wait to find the body. They already know his, well, they already arrested him. For, of all things, murder and rape. But, you know, that's the state of the nation today. You're a sex offender. You can do vile things to young girls. This was a teenager, but, you know, a six-year-old, nine-year-old, every month. Pick your age of the month. And 5 years, you're back on the streets. Smoke a joint, however. Whew! 25 years to life. So we have that also to deal with. What is wrong with our streets? And last and least, and not least, is our president came out with his annual physical, and his health report is out. Not too shabby, but of course the bring me downers, I don't even know what to call, yeah, the Dr. Downers have already said, oh my God, he's 48 years old, 180 pounds, but he eats too much souffle, he eats too much pastry, he has to stop that. He drinks too much. Frankly, I haven't heard him slur his speech yet, but that's still yet to come. And then, of course, he should give up smoking. Now, I have seen pictures of Roosevelt, who lived to a good old age with polio. And Roosevelt always had a cigarette in his mouth, boy. But today, pull over, pull over, stop smoking. So, you know, is it worth going on to past 65, to be honest with you? I mean, me personally, I will just eat the freaking New York style cheesecake. Give me a, as a matter of fact, I do have a swig of, I have my cheap swill wine here. And although I gave up the smoking, I still yearn for just one more big Bob Marley, you know, on a weekend night. But those are the three issues. Have we just become too health paranoid? Pay as you go. And why aren't we locking up violent criminals, but yet, you know, we're locking up people who commit victimless crime? As a matter of fact, maybe that's why you have to lock up the person smoking weed, because they're cholesterol might be too high. So hang on, we'll be right back with the show after these commercial breaks in a few.
Hi, my name is Neil Scott, and I'm the founder of Article 28. In these tough times, as our government tries to fix our economy, it is important for us to remember how we got here in the first place. Years of government neglect and incompetence got us here, and now those same government leaders want to save us. Article 28 is a community organization that will ensure we never see these economic disasters again and hold our leaders accountable. Built on the best and soundest of American traditions, our supporters are working diligently to protect our financial stability and liberties. To learn more, visit our website, www.article28.net, or call 703-619-0817 to receive a free brochure. Once again, that's www.article28.net or call 703-619-0817. We're here to protect your financial liberty and waiting to hear from you. And thank you.
Okay, welcome back. Just to update some information, in the ad it was article28.net. Our new website is, and we finally got our .com domain. It's article28.com. That's right, article28.com. So remember to, you know, donate generously. So anyway, let's go back off to the races now. Let's deal with the first issue at hand. Pay as you go, gone, out the door. Just when you thought the government was getting serious about solving some of our budget issues, they couldn't even resist to borrow another $12 billion to extend unemployment, Medicare and child health care insurance. But worse than that, they also included another $23 billion in emergency spending and rolled it into the new fiscal stimulus bill. Well, the old fiscal stimulus bill. And so we're now borrowing an additional $154 billion for the new job package. What are you going to say? It only took a month, so you can just forget any more fiscal discipline as far as I'm concerned, because if the job bill was that important, you mean to tell me there wasn't one place, nowhere else, not one little teensy-weensy department that in the whole budget where you could just cut out $100 billion. Let's see where we could start. How about the Department of Education? That's always a favorite to bash around here and there. You couldn't find $150 billion there. Where else? What's the favorite? Department of Commerce? Now we have to keep that one. They're the ones that run the credit reporting system. So if you ever want to know why you can't do it, but the government can, it's because they make the rules. What else? Anywhere else? How about Congress's own budget? I don't even know what their budget is these days, but boy, I'm sure we could get a couple billion out of that. Just cut out legislature's pay. Give me something else. What else? The DOD. Fighting two wars, one that's unnecessary. We're sending soldiers who it takes $1 million each year to deploy to fight Afghan and soldiers who earn about $3,000 a year. Who really are still really kicking our ass. They're not going anywhere. I ramble on. Where can we get $100 billion from? I guess nowhere. The Chinese. Anyway, so that was just something that So, right there, and figure we discuss that today. It's a very serious issue. We'll take your comments. Give us a call. Right after, on the other end of this commercial break.
There's a new rebel in town, and this one's called a Dread. Hold on to whatever you got, but best yet, just hold on. He's talking liberty, politics, politics, and we are going to be marching on the way to being free. The Dred Scott Show with your host, the one, the only, Neil the Dred Scott. Tune in or tune out or whatever you tune, but this one is live.
Okay, so we're back again, Once again, just to remind you, we're at article28.com on the internet, so make sure you you donate generously. Thank you very much, and so we're back into section, you know, our second segment of the show. And of course, we're going into the, well, the disappearance of 17-year-old student, San Diego student, Chelsea King. Apparently in the case, the police have arrested sex offender John Albert, who police suspect raped and murdered the teen. That is raising some uncomfortable public safety questions. Well, that's to say the least. Police believe the student was arrested for the rape and murder of the girl. Arrested on suspicion of first degree and forcible rape. John 30 was taken into custody after Sunday police found physical evidence linking him to King, a 17-year-old man who vanished on February 25th while jogging in the park north of San Diego. And they've yet to find her body, but bail for Garner has been set and scheduled for arraignment. He could forcibly charged with murder even if King's body is not discovered. We don't even find the body these days. Boy, what a sad day in America, eh? There are murder cases that get tried without the body. There's one going on now. This one in San Diego said. What a sad state of affairs. Every time, it's like every month now. You know, I just watch the news and just wait for the new one. You know, some 7-year-old, 8-year-old, 5-year-old, 6-year-old. This one is 17. You know, I guess it's not that bad. And of course, my thing is when they always say, we won't release details of the crime. How would you like to sit in as a jury on some of those cases and hear what happened to these children? They're kids. They're 17. When I was 17, you know, I grew up in Jamaica. And, you know, I used to walk through the woods, bushes. I used to have to walk home. You know, I used to have to walk a mile home, and never once had to worry. They never heard these vile things, man. When I was about 9 was the first time I started walking home from school. I used to walk home from school, and, well, with me, I used to stop at a friend of mine's house, and, I used to love flying kites. I used to fly kites. And, you know, my mom was to pick me up, would come and pick me up at, you know, whatever, 5, 6 or whatever. And, of course, maybe once or twice a month, I didn't go home. Because I was out flying kites. Not that I didn't go home, but I got there, you know, hour late, you know, half hour late, whatever. And, boy, I used to get a bus ass. Whoop, whap, 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 whap. Tell you to come home and get home. I told you to come straight from school. You know, why you can't come straight from school? I called the hospital. I called the police station. Call everywhere. That's like, that's flying kite. That's it. Argument over. What are you going to beat me again next month? All right. But no, these days in America, phew. Boy, you have to lock them up, man. 17 years old. Don't even have the body, but you don't want to. Sure, you don't want to hear the details of of this case. Like, he won't want to hear the rest. But we have to deal with it. Of course, you know, what do we do? Well, we watch our cholesterol, watch our smoking, and watch our drinking. Give me back the days when you had the drunks who smoked and just ate, like, beef that, boy, he wasn't sure if it's beef or just lard, you know, when the heart would explode. But, boy, if they caught some sex offender predator, you know, how is there a registered sex offender in the street? I mean, they didn't take care of him in jail, and apparently the neighbors can't. You know, bring back the days when you had criminals like Bugsy, the Dalton gang, and all the, you know, just get back the real criminals who held up banks. I can't deal with that. But this foolishness we have to deal with now. And like I say, you can't smoke. The president can't smoke. So, you know. Yeah, you know, give me the weeds, the pot smokers. As a matter of fact, give me the coke heads. Not the predator, not the not this. This is wrong. So, anyway, thanks for tuning in to the show. And join us on our next show, Wednesday, for issues relating to Article 28. That's when we do our lecture series and our informative series. And on Friday, when we have, and tied into today's thing, our abortion gourmet, where we show you how to cook the most succulent meals made from the aborted fetuses. All right, once again, this is the Dred Scott Show, and look forward to seeing you on Wednesday.